Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, January 12th, 2023 will come to order. And good morning, all. The open meeting of the 12th of January 2023 is in order. It is customary to share a few words, and to be brief, I want to thank all the staff and my fellow commissioners that have welcomed me over the past several months and assisted me with my responsibilities as vice chair and prepared me for the current role as chair. I started here as a legal intern with Commissioner Bowerly's office, and this is a full circle moment for me. I'm looking forward to a productive and collaborative year. So I want to talk about one matter before we jump into the full agenda today. And last Tuesday, the FEC approved a public notice requesting comment on the commission's current audit processes. This notice was published in the Federal Register this past Monday, January 9th. There will be a public hearing as well, and that will take place on February 14th, 2023, which is Valentine's Day. And how appropriate, as experiencing the audit process as a practitioner always gave me a heartache. We are seeking comment addressing the agency's audit process since the most recent changes were made over 10 years ago. Anyone in the public can submit comments, but given that this is a niche practice area, we're hoping to hear from the regulated community. Communities are the council on how we can increase fairness, substantive and procedural due process, efficiency and effectiveness of the commission's auditing of political committees, and how the audit function could best serve the commission's mission and enhance disclosure and compliance with the act. We aren't required by the APA to hold a hearing on this topic, but we are doing so we can obtain all relevant insight to inform our internal decision-making processes, and we want the regulated community and representatives of the public to have an opportunity to bring their experience and ideas to the table. So for further information, please look up the Federal Register notice. It's also on our website. And we hope you will have robust comments and more bad Valentine's Day. So moving on, we have a late submitted document this morning, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 23-03-A.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor, aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. There were two audit division recommendations on the public agenda for today's open session that will no longer be discussed. And the only item remaining on the agenda is advisory opinion 2022-25, CRAPO for Senate. We're joined today by CRAPO for Senate's counsel, Jessica First Johnson and Caleb Acker, who are joining us virtually via Zoom. We also have Cheryl Hensley from OGC. Counsel, do you have a presentation?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Good morning. Before you, in agenda document 23-03-A, is a draft response to Mike Crapo for U.S. Senate, the Principal Campaign Committee for Senator Michael D. Crapo of Idaho. The request asked whether the committee may use campaign funds to pay for various residential security installations and upgrades to Senator Crapo's two homes, one in Idaho and one here in D.C. The requested security measures were recommended to the senator by the U.S. Capitol Police after surveying both homes. The draft concludes, consistent with several previous advisory opinions, that the committee may use campaign funds to pay the cost for these installations and upgrades as ordinary and necessary expenses incurred in connection with the senator's duties as an office holder. We received no comments on the request and none on the draft. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Colleagues, any question or discussion? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. Johnson, thanks for being here. As is my usual question, you didn't submit any written comments on the draft. We've only put out one draft on this advisory opinion request, and I'd be interested in any points you'd like to make about the draft, anything you think we missed, or anything else you think the commission needs to know before we vote.
Certainly. Good morning, Vice Chair, Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to appear before you this morning on behalf of our client. No, we appreciate the draft A, and our client was very satisfied with the response.
Great. Any other comments or questions? Commissioner Traynor.
Thank you. I guess it's a
this probably is for our council. The basis for this recommendation is the same as what we've used in the past, which is ongoing security concerns that have been put forward. Do we know how long those security concerns are going to last, or more importantly, when they get reevaluated as a predicate for allowing these type of requests to come through?
Madam Chair, if I may. No, we really do not. At this time, it seems clear that there remains a heightened threat environment with recent events that have occurred. We do have a limitation in the advisory opinion here in this draft that says that if the threat environment were to change, to lessen over time, that that the commission would reevaluate whether or not such expenses could be paid with campaign funds. But as of now, the threat remains high, according to all available evidence.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Wonderful. Any motions? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to draft advisory opinion 2022-25, Senator Mike Crapo and Mike Crapo for U.S. Senate, I move approval of agenda document number 23-03-A.
Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the Commission needs to discuss today in this open hearing?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Wonderful, thank you. This meeting stands adjourned.